This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, of course, is the parsha that mentions the tochacha, the terrible klolos that befall Klal Yisrael. If chas v'sholom, they don't listen to the Dvar Hashem, they're not shomer Torah mitzvahs properly. But before the tochacha, the Torah tells us of all the brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give us when we are shomer Torah mitzvahs. Baruch atah ba'ir, baruch atah ba'sodeh. Yitan Hashem Esayvecha, Kamim Alecha, Nigafim Lefanecha. You have all the brachas in the fields, in the bayis. You'll be victorious in battle. Yiftach Hashem Lecha Esotzor HaTovis HaShemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will open the storehouses, all the rain that you need. You'll have abundant produce. You'll have everything that you need, all the brachas of life. And then the Torah concludes the section of the brachas by saying, "Unesoncha Hashem l'rosh v'lo l'zana v'ha'yisarak l'mala v'lo siya l'mota ki sishma el mitzvos Hashem elokecha sh'anochi mitzavcha ayom lishmar v'lasos." If you listen to the mitzvos of Hashem, "Unesoncha Hashem l'rosh v'lo l'zana," you'll be at the top. "Ha'yisarak l'mala v'lo siya l'mota," you'll be l'mala, you'll be at the top. You won't be low down. That's the final word. "Ha'yisarak l'mala v'lo siya l'mota." That's the ultimate bracha that the Torah gives us for being shomer Torah mitzvahs. What does that mean? So the simple understanding of the pasuk is that the Torah is saying that if you shomer Torah mitzvahs, then Klal Yisrael is going to be on the top. We'll be on the top. We'll be in control of the other nations of the world. We won't be subordinate to them. We'll be in a position of strength. That's the simple interpretation of the pasuk. Rav Pam once suggested another idea. He said there's another concept that the Torah is hinted to in these words. And that is that the ultimate bracha is that v'hayisa rak lamala, that you'll be involved in significant pursuits, not in kleinikat, not in insignificant, trivial pursuits. You'll be involved in activities of value, in ruchniyistika activities. You won't be sucked in to the material world. That's what the Torah is saying. V'hayisa rak lamala. You'll be above. You'll be an elevated person. You won't be lamata. You won't be involved in the insignificant trivialities of life. You know, imagine you see someone, you see an adult who's playing in a sandbox. He's playing with the dirt. You look at him and you feel bad for him. He's wasting his time. He should be doing other activities, be involved in other activities of meaning, of greater meaning. That circumstance, you know, it's obvious to us that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. But sometimes in life, it's difficult to distinguish between what's truly meaningful, what's truly important in life, and what's not so important. The ultimate bracha is when a person uses his time productively, when he uses the kochas hanefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to develop his neshama. That's the tachlis of life. That's what we're here for. That's the purpose of life. When a person wastes his time, there's no greater hefse, there's no greater loss. If someone is trained to be a neurosurgeon, and he can save lives, he can be involved in intricate brain surgery, but he chooses to read the newspaper instead, so there's such a tremendous loss. Someone who knows how to play the stock market properly, and he can make a lot of money, and he doesn't. It's a terrible loss because there's so many profits, so much profit that he's preventing himself from amassing because he's not involved, he's not using his talents properly. And the same is true when it comes to life. When we use our talents properly, when we use our neshamos the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use them, then we can amass so much wealth, so much spiritual wealth. We can develop, we can gain prophets that will use l'netzach netzachim for all eternity. There's no greater bracha than that. They say you can't take it with you, but this you can take with you. The mitzvos and masim tovim that we do, that you can take with you to the next world. And that's the greatest osher. It's the osher with an ayin that can give us osher with an aleph, the ultimate happiness in life. Rav Pam says that's what the Torah is saying. The ultimate bracha is v'hayisa rak lamala, when you'll be an elevated person. I'll let you, I'll show you that through the Torah and mitzvahs, you'll become an elevated person and you'll amass a spiritual treasure house. That's the ultimate bracha, not to be lamata, not to be sucked in to the emptiness of the world. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, "Chayav Adam Lizar b'Mezuzah b'Mnei Shichovas Hakol Tamid." A person has to be careful with the mitzvah of Mezuzah. It's an obligation, a constant obligation. We fulfill the mitzvah of Mezuzah as long as we live in a home with a Mezuzah. Zok the Rambam v'chol eish sheikones v'yetze yifka b'yichud shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every moment, every time he goes into the home and he leaves his home, he passes the Mezuzah and he is nifka. He comes into contact with the idea of Yichud Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Hashem is one. The Yizkar Ahavoso, and he'll remember his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yeir Mishnoso Shkiyoso Bahavli Hazman, and he'll be awakened from his slumber, from the mistakes he's made to become involved in the Havli Hazman, in the insignificant activities of this world. The Yeda Shein Sham Dover Ha'omid La'olam La'olmi Olamim El Yediya Sur Ha'olam, and he'll remember that there's nothing in this world. The only thing that really counts, the only thing that really matters, is knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yediyas Sur HaOlam, Umiyad Hu Holech L'Daito V'Holech B'Darchem Yesharim. And automatically, when a person realizes that, he passes the mezuzah and he remembers, what am I supposed to be doing in life? Mitzvos and Masim Tovim, that's the Iker. So then he returns to the proper path. The mezuzah reminds us what the Tachlis HaChaim is all about. That we shouldn't get sucked in to the trivialities of life, to the emptiness of the material world. Rabbi Tversky once pointed out in the name of his father that the Rambam uses this term of Havli Azman in one other context as well. And that's the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, writes, Avo bishet tkiyas ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeres ha-kosav. Even though the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzeres hakosav, it's a posuk in chumash, it's a mitzvah. We have to do it because the Torah is mitzvah. But remez yeshbo, there is a remez in the shofar as well. There's a tama mitzvah. Kolomar uri yeshenim yishinaschem v'nudamim makitzu mitarde maschem. The shofar tells us to wake up from our slumber. V'chipsu b'maseichem, examine yudiz. V'chizu b'tshuva, return in tshuva. V'zichru borachem, remember your creator. The shofar is a wake-up call. Who is the shofar coming to wake up? So the Rambam continues there. Who is it coming to wake up? Elu hashochachim es ha'emes behavli azman. V'shogim kol shnosam behevel v'rik asher lo yo v'lo yatzil. The shofar is not coming to wake up balei avera. Yeah, okay, it's also coming to wake up them. But that's not the ikka. The shofar is really coming to wake up all of us, all people who are shochachim es ha'emes, everyone, every human being remembers. Sometimes we forget, but we all remember what the Ikar is. We know what the Ikar is. The shofar comes to wake us up, to remind us what the Ikar in life is all about. Elu ashochem es ha'emes, those who forget the truth, behavli hazman. You know, as the year continues, sometimes we get into a rut. We forget what the Ikar is. We forget what the Ikar is. The shofar comes to wake us up, to remind us that the tachlis ha'chayim, with everything else that we have to be involved in, of course, being involved in college and parnasa, and doing chesed for others, and caring about others, and relaxing, of course, these elements are also a part of life. But we can't forget what's the true purpose that we're here for. We're here for mitzvahs and masim tovim. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the shofar is coming to teach us. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is coming to teach us that. The shofar of Chodesh Elul is coming to teach us that as well. The shofar of Chodesh Elul and of Rosh Hashanah is coming to wake us up the same way that the mezuzah is supposed to wake us up every time we enter into our homes. Every time we pass a doorway, we should remember the message of the shofar. Right? The shofar is a message that we hear for a certain period of time during the year, but we're supposed to take that message home. And every time we pass a doorway, when we pass the mezuzah, we should remember the message of the shofar, the message of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a time to rethink our sense of priorities. It's a time to separate from the Havli Hazman and to rededicate ourselves to Torah and mitzvahs, to focus more on the true purpose of life. And hopefully, if we do our part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond. and he'll shower us with all of the brachas of this week's parsha. He'll grant us a ksiva v'chasima tova, hashnas chayim v'shalom.